KUT and KUTX listeners, the stream you've connected to is going silent on April 20th. You're likely using an old bookmark, app, or link that's been around a long time. Please visit kut.org/streams. That's kut.org/streams for more information. If you're still hearing this message next time you listen, there's a form at the bottom of that page that you can fill in for help. Our websites, apps, and npr.org are updated, so you can tune in there. Thank you for listening and supporting our stations.
This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT Weekend for the third weekend of March 2020. Thank you for listening. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT 90.5, the NPR station in Austin, Texas. Here's what we got for you this week. Let's be honest, there's only one story this week that really matters.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Mark Escott. I'm the Interim Health Authority for Austin Public Health.
This is at a news conference early this morning, 6 a.m. They had some important information to convey.
Austin in Travis County has joined a seemingly growing number of cities and counties that have positive cases in their area. Austin Public Health has received two presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 overnight in our jurisdiction. These represent the first two cases in our area. At this stage, the information is limited, and we will share more information as we have it and as necessary to share to protect the health of the public. For now, we have one male in his 60s who is hospitalized in our area, the other a female in her 30s who is being quarantined at home. Our epidemiologists are working around the clock to track these individuals, their contacts, even before they got sick. But at this stage, these do not represent community spread of the disease, which means they're epidemiologically linked to another case or to another jurisdiction. I mentioned the one individual is at home and under quarantine. There are other individuals in that home. Our teams are doing surveillance on those individuals. They've been under monitoring since we identified the need to test this individual, and we may do additional testing and will do additional testing of those individuals in the household. All those individuals either have no symptoms or are having mild symptoms at this stage, including the confirmed case.
And then later in the day, we heard from Governor Greg Abbott.
How y'all doing?
Good.
How are you? Doing well.
He had a lot to say, and I want to bring you it in a quick format. So here's sort of an edit of some of the high points of his news conference.
From the very start, the state of Texas anticipated the possibility of community spread of COVID-19. The state has proactively prepared strategies to respond to the various scenarios that we face. In doing so, we are building on the state's pre-existing infectious disease capabilities that enhance our response. On January the 24th, DSHS began leading daily calls with public health authorities, healthcare providers, city and county officials, as well as school districts. On January the 31st, DSHS activated the State Medical Operations Center. Last week, DSHS announced that 10 public health labs in Texas are now equipped to perform COVID-19 testing throughout the state. DSHS has established a website for COVID-19 to share up-to-date information. It'd be helpful if you get that out. It is dshs.texas.gov/coronavirus/. Now, the state has also asked health insurers and HMOs operating in Texas to waive costs associated with the testing and telemedicine visits concerning coronavirus. We have a long list of health insurers that have agreed to comply with that request. Very importantly, for the uninsured, if an uninsured person needs testing for coronavirus, there are two options. One is a public health testing or private laboratory testing. For public health testing, it requires consultation with local health departments. If the person meets public health criteria, then the person is eligible for testing through public health testing with no cost to the person. Private testing can also occur, but there could be a cost to the individual. If people need to find a local provider, they can call 211, which can direct them to low or no cost providers in their area. As far as Texas schools are concerned, the TEA and Commissioner Mike Morath, they work daily with school districts to prepare the appropriate response for any particular school district. Commissioner Morath has begun leading daily calls with superintendents. Very important to note, Texas is seeking waivers for federal regulations for the school lunch program to give districts flexibility to provide students food should the district need to shut down for a temporary period to respond to the coronavirus. Now, some information about numbers where we are today. And understand they constantly change. But at this time, not counting the people who have been repatriated into Lackland Air Force Base, Texas has 39 confirmed cases in Collin, Dallas, Tarrant, Fort Bend, Gregg, Harris, Montgomery, Smith, Bell, and Travis counties. 220 Texans have been tested in either Texas Public Health Labs or by the CDC. And we currently have approximately 75 Texans who are being tested as we speak. Texas, some important facts I want you to make sure you get. Texas Public Health Labs have the capacity to test 273 people per day currently, with that ability to increase, also with private labs coming online. Importantly, next week, CPL will be able to test several thousand per week. In addition, there is LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics that provide testing. I'm also pleased to announce something that's happening as we speak right now. It's the first drive-through testing facility. I'm pleased to announce that Mayor Nirenberg and the City of San Antonio and his team are opening the first drive-through testing facility in Texas. This facility is opening at this moment. It will initially be for first responders, healthcare workers, operators of critical infrastructure and key resources, and certain high-risk patients. Since they've only been open quite literally a few minutes, it's too soon to tell how many people they will be able to test each day. My team is also working with the cities of San Antonio and Dallas and is in conversation with the city of Austin to also implement drive-through testing sites that will also be run and managed at the local level. I expect and anticipate that at least two, if not all three of those cities, will be up and running next week or the week after that. Well, as the situation continues to unfold, Texas is taking additional action to mitigate the spread of the virus and to protect the public's health and safety. To ensure that the state of Texas and our cities and counties are fully capable to prepare and respond to COVID-19, I am at this moment declaring a state disaster for all counties in the state of Texas. Now, pursuant to this state disaster declaration, there will be many directives issued by this office over the coming days. Here are a few. This will authorize the use of all available and necessary state government resources to help prepare and respond to COVID-19. This will give the Texas Division of Emergency Management the ability to reassign and fully utilize personnel where they are needed the most. This will provide the immediate ability to move resources around the state, including resources obtained through the Strategic National Stockpile. This will empower the Texas Attorney General to pursue cases of price gouging and ensure that offenders are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And my office can approve the waiving of state laws that hinder state agencies' ability to respond to COVID-19. A key focus in our response is to prioritize protecting of the most vulnerable populations who would be most likely to contract COVID-19. As a result, I am directing state agencies to restrict visitation at nursing homes, state-sponsored living centers, hospitals, and daycares. This directive allows limited exceptions for things like end-of-life visitation and requires all individuals to go through the proper screening. We want to make sure that we do all we can to prevent this vulnerable senior population or others in hospitals from being contracted with COVID-19. I'm also directing state agencies to restrict visitation at prisons, jails, and juvenile justice facilities. In addition, I'm directing state agencies to provide flexible work and telework policies to employees to give them the ability to care for their families while ensuring the state government continues to function at full capacity and provide all necessary services. This means, in addition, that anybody who thinks or feels or believes that they are ill in any way, they need to stay home and work from home. Now, the state of Texas will continue to take preventative measures and work with our federal and local partners to contain this virus and to keep Texans safe. During this time, we need all Texans to do their part to help the state respond to this situation. That means doing things like being extra vigilant about washing your hands, disinfecting frequent touches, avoid shaking hands, and staying at home if you're feeling sick. And I want to be clear, there's absolutely no need to go out and stockpile supplies. This isn't a type of situation like what we see with an oncoming hurricane where you may be without supplies or you may need to stock up on wood or water, whatever the case may be. There's no need to stock up on water, no need to stock up on these other supplies. There will be plenty available. For those who may be worried about seeing empty shelves at the grocery stores, these shelves will be replenished and people will have access to the supplies they need. I want to assure the people of Texas that we're going to make it through this. We've been through situations like this before. We made it through SARS. We made it through Ebola. We made it through H1N1. And we're going to make it through this together as well.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott. I don't know if you tried to go shopping. A lot of people did, and grocery stores in Austin are seeing long lines and bare shelves in some cases. Retailers and the top level of state government are saying there's no need to panic, no need to stockpile. HEB released a statement today saying, in the long term, they're in a good position and their employees are working around the clock to restock shelves. So HEB says high demand for some items has caused what they call a temporary challenge with out of stocks in key categories. And there are purchase limits on some items, including hand sanitizer, if you can find it. Capital Metro is responding to the presence of the coronavirus in the Austin area. As KUT Samuel King tells us, crews are disinfecting vehicles and officials are monitoring ridership levels.
Capital Metro Chief Operating Officer Dottie Watkins says crews had already stepped up their cleaning efforts even before two cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in Travis County. Vehicles are disinfected at least once a day, in some cases twice a day. And soon signs will be posted reminding customers and employees to follow advice from Austin Public Health and stay home if they're sick. Meanwhile, Watkins says there has been a noticeable drop in ridership since both UT and AISD canceled classes.
Already we've seen people start to modify their behavior, and we'll be watching closely and taking that information into account as we look at service levels over the coming days and weeks.
Cab Metro has already suspended its UT shuttle service. Samuel King, KUT News.
Travis County judges have suspended evictions over concerns about the spread of the coronavirus. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has that.
Justices of the peace who oversee eviction hearings signed an order Friday saying they would not hear cases until after April 1st. They'll also suspend writs of possession. That's when an eviction has been decided by the court, but the tenant has not left, so a county constable goes to remove them from the home. Justice of the peace Nick Chu oversees downtown Austin.
It's not in the public's interest to have people out in public trying to look for housing, or if they become homeless, have no way to social distance themselves.
Dates for court appearances for traffic tickets are also being delayed. These changes came a day after the state's Office of Court Administration asked lower courts to consider delaying or even conducting non-essential court proceedings via phone or video. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
The city of Austin will stop disconnecting electricity and water from people who don't pay their bills because they want people to be able to cope with this coronavirus situation. Same goes for trash and recycling collection. So Jennifer Herber is a spokesperson for Austin Energy, and Austin Energy is the city-owned utility that handles billing for all local utilities.
Our customers need to be able to keep their hands clean in light of the COVID-19 breakout. So we are suspending all utility disconnects for non-payment as of today. We're just taking these steps to ensure that our customers have uninterrupted access to all utilities.
Austin Energy is encouraging people who are nervous about making payments in person to mail their payment or do it by phone or online at coautilities.com. The University Interscholastic League suspended all sanctioned events through at least March 29th. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss tells us, the coronavirus concerns have nearly erased the local sports and entertainment calendar.
The list of cancellations is long and getting longer. Rodeo Austin, the PGA's Dell Match Play, all Texas Longhorn sports, Irwin Center events, performances at Bass Concert Hall, Willie Nelson's Luck Reunion, Austin Bold Soccer, Texas Stars Hockey, the Texas Relays, all canceled or postponed at least through the end of the month, or perhaps longer. And those are just the changes announced Thursday. Mass gathering events across the country have been curbed with the suspension of music tours, performances on Broadway, pro sports leagues, and the cancellations of all championship tournaments for the NCAA for the rest of the academic year. A week ago, Austin was shocked by the cancellation of South by Southwest. Today, it would be surprising to find any big event proceeding as planned. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
A lot of school districts closed today as these confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Travis County were announced. As KUT's Claire McInerney reports, with school not in session, there will be food insecurity for a lot of school families.
The Austin Independent School District still served lunch today at 14 schools across the district. Parents and kids drove up to these locations and picked up a pre-made meal. Next week is spring break, so schools won't be serving food. And more than half of AISD students rely on breakfast and lunch served at school. Gloria Vera Badola works at Brook Elementary in East Austin, where lots of kids rely on school meals. She says she's asking friends and neighbors to donate groceries to families in case school is still canceled after spring break.
You know, we're, for the lack of a better word, hoarding it so that we can help our families when the need comes up, because everybody's panicking right now. And we don't want to contribute to that.
AISD says if people want to help families have groceries next week and in the coming weeks, they can donate money or food to the Central Texas Food Bank. Claire McInerney, KUT News.
There's so much changing right now, so I'm going to run down a little bit of what we know. But for the latest, check out KUT.org or go to our Twitter account. You don't have to be signed up to Twitter. You can just go to twitter.com/KUT. So we know UT Austin has closed operations and canceled classes. We know that Austin Community College is closed today. St. Edward's University is closed. Classes are canceled. Concordia University, all on-ground classes on the main campus are canceled for today and tomorrow. San Antonio is reporting its first travel-related case of COVID-19, Fiesta. The big festival there is postponed until November. The real news is if there's not a cancellation, but I'm going to go through some of these anyway. Hideout Theater is canceling all shows this weekend. The LBJ Presidential Library and Museum is closing today at 5 o'clock. The Thinkery Children's Museum in Austin is closed through at least March 22nd. Central Market is waiving curbside and delivery and personal shopper fees until March 23rd. Signatures will not be required on pickup orders. The Blanton Museum of Art temporarily closing for 2 weeks starting today through at least March 31st. That includes the Blanton Cafe and Museum Shop. Trinity Center, which is a downtown center serving people who are homeless, That's closed. Staff are going to be handing out boxed breakfasts and mail at the door each weekday. The decision on when they will reopen is going to be made on a weekly basis. The Kite Fest is canceled here in Austin. Barracuda is canceling shows through March 23rd. And the list goes on. Hays County says some courts have canceled or altered court dates, but some non-jury dockets could be held. So we have a lot at our website, KUT.org. Go there for the latest. In the meantime, I appreciate you listening to this special at-home edition of KUT Weekend. Just a note, I'm going to be out for a few weeks for paternity leave, having my first child, me and my wife. So my good pal Jerry Quijano will be taking over KUT Weekend. I couldn't think of anyone better to do it. So be sure to keep posted. You can always email weekend@kut.org and subscribe at weekend.kut.org. Our theme music is by RAC. Thanks for listening to this special broadcasting from my home edition of KUT Weekend from KUT 90.5 and KUT.org.